All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. Make sure we're recording. We are. And we are back with Lust Academy, so let's go ahead and get started. I don't remember what I dreamed, but something about it seems strange. Ooh, sorry about that. Almost as if something warm was pressed up against me. It felt so real, I can still feel it. Wait a minute, it was real. I can feel it right now pressing up against me. Leona? Am I still dreaming? Why is she in my bed? I don't understand what's going on. Maybe she can explain it to me. Hey, wake up! 5 more minutes. What 5 minutes? Wake up! Oh, are you always this noisy in the morning? Only mornings when I could get caught in bed with my house's founder. You're so worried about the little things. It's cute and funny. Come on, it's time to get up. Okay, okay. I must admit, I haven't slept this soundly in a long time. These modern beds are such a luxury. Never thought of that. Is that why you came to bed with me? I'm sorry if I took advantage of you, my darling boy. But I can only take a physical form when I'm with you. I wanted to remember what sleep felt like when I was alive. It's okay, I get it. I'm sure I'd feel the same if I were in your shoes. Still, you didn't come here just to sleep, did you? Since you're here, I'm assuming you found what I asked for? Yes, I have the lion's seal. But before I give it to you, I have to ask again. Are you sure you know what you're asking for? It's a very powerful artifact. I know it is, but I wouldn't ask you if there was any other way. Something terrible is coming and I need the seal to stop it. Please, trust me. I don't like this, Grim. We shouldn't keep secrets from each other. I promise to tell you everything, but I can't just yet. Are you sure you can't do it without the seal? Yes. Good. So be it. I can't refuse you, you know. I brought it here. Here it is, the lion's seal. I beg of you, be careful with it. I have to be. Thank you. Well, my mission is accomplished. Time to go back to my world. I'll miss you, and your soft pillows. I'll come find you as soon as I can, I promise. I'll be waiting. Unbelievable. And this is the lion's seal. Does this little box really contain great power? I hope Leona isn't upset that I didn't tell her everything, but I gave my word to Frollo that no one would know. Not even the ghosts. Okay, I'm definitely not into that right now. I've got the seal. That's what's important. I'll have to tell Frollo about it tonight. The main thing is not to let the seal fall into the wrong hands. Wow, what a responsibility that is. Only now I'm feeling it. I can't let Leona and Jacob down. No, I can't take it anymore. I need a distraction. And I should probably dress up. Now, where should I go? I'm gonna take a walk. I think better in the fresh air. There's still plenty of time before class, but to be honest, I'm not in the mood to study today at all. I need to think of something to distract me from this, because this is an emotional torment. Oh, what luck! I see Samantha hasn't left for her class yet. Maybe she can keep me company. Hello! Good morning, Grim! What are you doing? I'm dreaming of getting some more sleep. Heh. I barely slept last night. You need to have more rest, Sam. Such a regime of life is unhealthy. That's the least of my worries right now. There's no excuse for not caring for yourself. Oh. Okay. Put a smile on your face and start to act as if you're happy. Maybe you'll start to feel how you act. It doesn't work that way. Just try. Great. Keep smiling, Sam. You look very nice with a smile. Thank you, Monsieur. Do you have any classes now? I have a class in 20 minutes. I was just about to go there. We can take a walk together. What do you think? That'd be great. Oh, I almost forgot. What have you decided to do about the Great Wizards Tournament? Yesterday was the last day for applications. Oh, really? So you didn't? Until the very last second, I believed that you'd have the courage to participate. And you aren't wrong, dear. You know me too well. I talked to Victoria and finally decided to apply for this thing at the last moment. You're great. What's the next step? All applicants need to think of a 10-minute performance in which they will show all they're capable of. Commission will assess them and choose the 4 best of the best magicians. After that, the first challenge will start. Sam, do you understand that you have everything to win, including luck? Something inside of me just knows that. And I believe that somewhere deep down inside, you know it too. Oh, Grim, I appreciate it really, but you know nothing about other participants and their power. How can you judge? Part of me doesn't want to accept what exactly I signed up for. Come here, look! Wow! Who is this girl? I've never met her. Dakota Alston from Adirond's one of the participants. What do you think of her at first sight? It's hard to say. Her beauty is undeniable, but she doesn't look like the others. She seems different. Oh, really? That's the problem. You see only her appearance, her beauty, and fragility. But I can say to you, she's just as harmless as Belladonna's flowers, that's for sure. In her 12 years, she won battles with grown-up magicians. She knows spells and techniques which you and I can't even imagine. Dakota friends with Elijah? Kind of. But it doesn't look like a friendly chat, don't you think so? She looks like she wants to kill him with her poisonous eyes. Dakota seems to be really angry. And look at Elijah. He looks scared. I've never seen him like this. Oh, God. Do you see what I see? Without a doubt. What's she up to? I don't know. But she wouldn't dare whatever it is. She wouldn't dare do whatever it is. The world's gone crazy. What the? She's coming over here. Act natural, okay? Nothing strange is happening. It's just a talk. Samantha, nice to meet you. I only wanted to greet new participants of the tournament. I saw your name at the end of the list. Seems like you hesitated a lot before applying, am I right? I was one of the first who did it. My congratulations, then. We're gonna have some fun, that's for sure. I can count powerful wizards among the participants on my one hand. Others are the bunch of untalented magicians who know nothing about magic. On what they're counting on, I don't know. I didn't think about it. In any case, there's only one moral. Everyone needs to choose a side that they want to be on. Together with the weakest, with losers, or with the strongest. What is your personal choice, Samantha? I prefer not to divide the world in black and white between losers and winners. In reality, it doesn't work like that. You're mistaken, but it's okay. The Great Wizards Tournament will be your first experience in the world of magical battles. You still have a lot to learn, but I can help you with that. Only if you want. Why are you telling me all these things? We barely know each other. You're a really powerful wizard, Samantha. Everybody knows that. But I think that you and I are the same type of person. It attracts, naturally. The same type of people? The same type of person? I don't like to jump to conclusions too quickly. And don't forget that we'll be competitors in the tournament. Well, yes. But maybe there's no need to always be against everybody? Oh, I don't think we've met, young man. My name is Dakota. I'm Grim. Nice to meet you, Dakota. I'm a bit old-fashioned about these things. Sorry. There's nothing to feel sorry about. That's adorable. Thank you. Hope to see you again another time. Have a great day. What was that all about? What do you mean? Dakota's a lot more complicated than it seems. She's up to something. She tried to friend me and then flirted with you. Flirted? Are you kidding me? She was only trying to be nice to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sam. I'm touched that you're jealous. It's really cute. What? Don't be ridiculous. Anyway, don't trust her that easily. I heard that she's very cunning. She wants to win the tournament more than anything in the world. And this odd situation with Elijah in front of everybody's eyes. You should be careful. Thanks for caring. But I don't think you have to worry. We'll see. Oh gosh, I'm late for the class. Sorry, Grim, I need to go. Sure, no problem. See ya. Well, that was interesting. That Dakota's an intriguing girl. Is she really as bad as Samantha said she is? Anyway, there's still plenty of time until the evening. But I don't feel like going to class. Maybe I should distract myself with something useful. Like work at Molly's. Yeah, why not? Coffee, burger, and a cake. Okay. Coke, a salad, and an ice cream. Okay. Coffee, a burger, and donuts. Man, they just eat horrible shit, man. I'm no better. Orange juice, salad, and cake. Okay. Okay, well, that's more like it. A Coke, pizza, and ice cream. I've had that very meal before. Great job. Looks like all the tips are yours today. Grim, I never thought I'd find the perfect employee. But you and I are taking over. Be sure to come again. Of course, I'm always happy to spend time with you and make some extra money. I have the seal. It's time to tell Jacob about it. Hope it's not too late to stop Arthur. And avenge my parents. Mr. Frollo, good evening. Mr. Grimm, are you here to sign up for a duel? No, I'm here on another matter. I have something. A thing we talked about. Do you? I never doubted you, Grimm. I'm very proud of you. A sentiment I believe your parents would share. I hope. Are we able to stop Arthur now? Now. You and I can do anything. Finally, the time to avenge them has come. Are you ready? I think so. Then we better hurry. Follow me. Where to? No time to explain, Grimm. We must hurry before Arthur suspects anything. What's the rush right now? It's strange. Though if I've waited 18 years for an opportunity for revenge, I'd probably be in a rush too. Don't worry, Grimm. It'll be over quickly. Thanks to your help, they don't stand a chance. Okay, but what exactly is the plan? Soon you'll know everything. Soon they'll all know. Let us make haste. So the source of Arthur's powers is hidden somewhere in the main hall. We must have come here to seal it up. We must have come here to seal it up. And keep it from destroying the academy. We need to make sure no one gets in our way. Sigillium! That's better. Now that door's unbreakable. Clever. Thanks to you, Grimm. We're closer than we've ever been. Soon, all of this will come to an end. Arthur will pay bitterly for everything he's done, and your father would be absolved. Now, it is time to begin the ritual. Ritual? What do I have to do? You have fulfilled your destiny. Now, give me the lion's seal. I don't like this at all. Maybe I shouldn't trust the seal to the wrong hands. Now! I'm gonna save, because this seems like a very important part. And just a regular VN. Not even talking about adult VN. I'm talking about regular VN. Like, if you give him the seal, what the fuck happens? I don't want to give him the seal. I don't trust him. Plus, that music sounds really ominous. There's a reason Leona warned me about the dangers of the seal. I shouldn't place it in the wrong hands. Even if it's to avenge my parents. What are you waiting for? Where's the seal? I promised Leona that I'd be careful with the seal. I don't think I should hand it over. Tell me what needs to be done and I'll do it myself. So that's what you think, Grimm. It's a shame, really. You disappoint me. I don't have time to instruct you. Give me the seal now. No! Petrificus Gutter! Ah! Oh! Shit, what's happening? I can't move! And my throat is so tight I can't make a sound! I'm sorry it's come to this, Grimm, but I won't let you stand in my way. Today, Arthur and his damned academy die! What the? There it is! The lion's seal! Thank you. I couldn't have done this without you. Soon, this will all be over. Don't worry! You're lucky. You get to witness everything with your own eyes. What's he up to? What do you mean the academy will die? What's he up to and where's he going? A folio! Let's see what we have here. Yes, I can feel it. The souls of the founders who guard this academy. They're still here. This is great. They'll serve as an excellent fuel source. Fuel? He wants to destroy the souls of the founders? Leona! The seal's starting to vibrate. Do you feel the presence of your maker's soul? Nothing. It's about to disappear. Adi Maxim! Adi Vocationum! Adi Clamormeus! Ad Mundum! Nos Sepir Meum Offer! What's going on? What's he doing? Yes! Yes, it works! Adi Maxim! Adi Vocationum! Adi Clamormeus! Ad Mundum! Nos Sepir Meum Offer! What's happening? I don't know! Look at the sky! Hold on. What's happening? I don't know. Look at the sky! Whoa! This doesn't seem right. Ore imensum! Ore vocationum! Yes, come to my call! Eat their souls and give me strength! Ore clamor meus! Ademundum! Ademundum! Shoga kearnek! Lord, can you hear me? Heed my call! Yangnagnaga! What is happening? I could have sworn I heard a voice from over there. Is that like a monster? Oh! Yangnagaga! What is happening? I could have sworn I heard a voice from over there. Damn, I've got to do something, but I can't move. Shit, shit, shit! Ademundum! Ademundum! What the fuck is that? Yeah, yeah! Stop right there! Victoria, did I hear that? What? Who dares interrupt the coming of the Lord? What is the meaning of this, Jacob? You're too late, old man. You can't stop me now. A new world is coming. Mr. Grimm, what are you doing here? Relatio! Apprentices have no place in a battle of adult wizards. Leave immediately. I can feel my body again. It feels good. Thank you, Miss Lapice. Leave immediately. No, I can't run away. This is my fault. But I refuse to run away. I'll help you fight. No, wait! That's so sweet, but you are but dust under my feet. Just like your dear teacher. Stay out of my way! Freeze! Shit, no! I can't move again. I can't believe I'm so useless. That's it, I'm done. No one raises their hand against my students. You're going to regret this. Incendio! Is that supposed to scare me? I wouldn't be so calm if I were you. You've yet to beat me whenever we sparred. Or have you forgotten? I'm sorry it's come to this, Miss Lapice. We have no choice but to teach Mr. Frollo a lesson. Brace yourselves! Whoa! Arthur can control two spells at once? Cool! Headmaster, aren't you afraid that your wretched, decrepit body will crumble? If I were you, I'd accept defeat and not embarrass myself. Whatever is beyond that portal is clearly bursting forth. Yes, Lord. Now I will do away with these heretics. Who else is going to do away with who? I don't know who you're up to, but you're crazy. And I will put an end to your nonsense. Die! Not so fast, darling. Maybe I never won a sparring match against you. But there's something you didn't count on. What's that? My magic, but... it's that the lion's seal? Impossible! No, it's definitely her. I can't feel my power source. But from where? Ah! Take that! Victoria! No! Victoria! I think I won this sparring match after all. What a shame. You should have sided with me. No one can beat me with this seal. Thank you, Grimm. The tentacles are getting bigger. If nothing is done, this thing will break loose. One down. Now it's time to deal with you, old man. What the? Where did he go? Are you trying to play hide and seek with me? Or are you running away before it's too late? Huh, Arthur? Headmaster, wow, what speed! It's time to put an end to this! Why, you? You're too young to overpower me! Ah! Whatever you are, get back in the portal! You are not welcome in this world! Well, Jacob, did you enjoy getting hit in the face with magic? Looks like you've underestimated the headmaster. We're saved! Ah! How dare you, you fool! Do you even know who you're talking to? Step away from the portal! I don't know, but you're going to help me close it. No way! It's not a request, it's an order, Jacob! You've done too many stupid things already. Don't make me go to extremes. You're too soft-hearted. You won't do it! You leave me no choice! I'll do what needs to be done. No, I beg you. Is that what you expected to hear, you old fool? You are insignificant in the face of my master's will. Your madness is driving you insane. I'm sorry your life will end like this. Goodbye, Jacob. What? But when did you make it? I'm sorry. Was I supposed to lie still and wait to die while you proselytize? Your kindness and faith in others weakens you like any other poison. You've grown too soft with age, Arthur. And now your blood will be the key to the release of the Keeper. No, Arthur's powerless too. What's happening? What's Jacob going to do? I could lie, claiming it'll be quick and painless. But the more you suffer, the more fun it'll be for me. Now get ready to bleed, slowly and painfully. Will they all die? All because of me? If only I'd listened to Leona. If only I hadn't been so stupid and so useless. Only you decide your own fate. Leona, but what can I... I chose you because I believe in you. Believe in yourself and you. But I... Your blood shall be food for my lord, old man. And he'll level this academy to build his temple in its place. We will take Dale, then America, and then finally the rest of the world. No way. I can't let him do that. Damn this paralysis. I refuse to just stand by and watch this happen. I refuse to be useless. It worked. I can't believe it. No, no time to wonder. Gotta help Arthur. And when the Overlord consumes this world, we'll go to the next. Not so fast, asshole. What do you mean, you pesky fly? I may be a fly, but you won't catch me at that trick again. Let go of me. Let go of my hand. Taste it for yourself. No! Take that. What have you done? How dare you? Overlord! The portal is shrinking. I did it. It seems you've lost, Frollo. Ah! Jacob, what's happening? The servant of darkness that Jacob was possessed by is leaving his body. You cast him... Excuse me. Wrong voice, guys. The servant of darkness that Jacob was possessed by is leaving his body. You cast him out of this world. Good job, Grimm. Ugh, I don't feel so good. Grimm, what's wrong with you? Grimm! Grimm! Poor boy. Ugh, what's wrong with me? How did I end up in my room? What a pain. Headmaster, is that you? Oh, you're finally awake. I knew you'd be all right. Strong young body isn't so easy to beat, is it? I suppose. Miss Lapice, is she all right? Don't you worry. Victoria's already got her strength back. She's managed only a few scrapes and a bruised pride. Well, we're not going to say A, but we'll say bruised pride. Nothing time can't cure. And Jacob. What about him? Oh, it's not that simple. His body carried too much of the demon's soul. He's awake now, but he doesn't remember much. And there's no telling whether he'll be able to recover his memories. I've allowed him to get back to... He used me. He lied about knowing my parents. That's not a lie. He'll tell you the truth when he's ready. But give him some time to recover. For now, I allowed him to come back to curate the duels. But he's suspended from giving classes to senior students. It'll do him good. Less stress. It's better if we don't remind him about recent events just yet. And also, Grimm, what you did back there in the hall, that was an act of a true hero. You saved not only my life, but hundreds, thousands of others, which makes it all the harder for me to ask you to keep that story a secret. A secret? But why? It would be too hard to explain what happened. Jacob shouldn't suffer any more than he already has. He's a victim in this as well. Can I count on your silence? Sure, I'd like to brag about it to the girls, but I know what you mean. You can count on me to keep my mouth shut. That's great. I knew you'd make the right decision. Well, I don't want to bore you with my senile speeches. Get your strength back and get some rest. Thank you, Headmaster. I can't believe the Headmaster doesn't want me to talk about what happened, but maybe Jacob really doesn't deserve to be treated that way. I'll have to pay him a visit and find out the truth about my parents. Oh, I wish I could tell someone about my adventures. I'm sure Haley, Samantha, and Lily would be proud of me. But Arthur's right. It could ruin Jacob's life. I should heed the principal's words and keep it a secret. But how do I keep my mouth shut? I know. I'm going to have a chat with someone so unpleasant that even possessed Jacob seems cute compared to her. I hope Audrey hasn't left for class yet. Okay, so now we're getting to essentially the next day. Wow! What a battle! Didn't expect that for an adult VN, or maybe you did. I mean, you can definitely tell a story with adult elements and still be a really good story. That was pretty cool. He was trying to summon some old one, like a chthonic being. And he damn near got close. And Grimm saved the day. Pretty amazing. I liked it. I thought that was really cool. Kind of reminded me of, again, you know, Harry Potter, but in a more mature sense of the word, you know. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for this exciting episode of Lust Academy, and definitely stay tuned for more.